status. There's a certain level of respect that people in high power positions in society get. And there's a certain level of respect that people in high power positions in society demand. And sometimes there's a certain level of respect that people in high power positions in society are denied. When that happens, people who have the status of power and privilege in society usually whine and say their rights are being violated or that they're being persecuted. And I don't have any patience for that. In today's Bible reading, a high power person, an Aramean army commander, Naaman, both the same, was sick with leprosy. In the reading today, it said skin disease. In other translations, it translates as leprosy. And leprosy in Old Testament times may have been something as simple as eczema that was untreated. We're not even quite sure, but people stayed away from people with this skin disease. Well, he was sick with it. He was desperate for healing. He was so desperate that he took steps to ask the king of Israel to heal him. And then he got through to a prophet of Israel, and he expected that he would receive the kind of treatment that a person with his powerful and privileged status was supposed to get. And he didn't. Because really, that's not the way it works in God's neighborhood. Here's how it did work. Elisha the prophet wouldn't even see him. And this is the same Elisha who was self-conscious and angry, if you remember last week. You'd think he'd have a little more tact or at least compassion, but I digress with that. Elisha simply sent a message, "Wash in the Jordan River 7 times, you'll be clean." That's it. Naaman didn't like the level of respect he was given. He whined and complained that he was being treated unfairly. He whined that the Jordan River was dirty and that the rivers in Damascus would be so much better. He was enraged that he didn't get the kind of respect the people in high power positions in society deserve. It's a good thing that Naaman wasn't stubborn to the point of death. He listened to his servants who told him essentially, just do it. What can it hurt? Naaman was healed. He was clean. He was grateful. I wonder if he got over the status thing. The Bible doesn't tell us more. Grasping at the status of power and privilege really does damage to society. Grasping at the status of power and privilege harms friendships. Grasping at the status of power and privilege weakens opportunities for reconciliation. Grasping at the status of power and privilege gets in the way of giving and receiving help. Attending to one another as equals. Grasping at the status of power and privilege does nothing good. Well, except it makes for really good plot lines in Star Trek, especially when it comes to Star Trek The Next Generation and beyond, where we've got the Klingon Worf. Raise your hand if you've heard of the Klingon Worf in Star Trek. The Klingon Worf always holds on to his honor. That would be against my honor to do this. And usually what happens in the plot line is Worf decides that it is better to be healed than to hold on to his honor. It is better to be healed than to destroy a friendship. It is better to be not having honor than it is to hold on to your honor and be left alone. So we can learn from Naaman and we can learn from Worf, who both, I hope, learned. Have you ever thought you deserved better so you missed an opportunity? Well, I'm not going to do that. I deserve better. Or have you ever held on to a grudge instead of reconciling a friendship? I don't even care if they apologize. What they did was so terrible, I'm just not going to talk to them. Have you ever had such hard feelings that you couldn't even recognize an olive branch when it was extended? Or have you ever been so sure that you were entitled to something, or that your opinion was the only possible one, that you didn't care if you ruined things for everyone else? Or here's one. Never happens here. It's never happened here in the 139 right now years that we have existed as Peace Memorial Church, beginning as Friedensgemeinde. Have you ever treated church as your property or your private club? As a church, as a congregation, we exist not for the benefit of our members, for the benefit of everyone. We don't take care of our own. We attend to each other and to the world. There really can't be an us-first attitude about it. We exist to be a community of love and welcome and kindness and reconciliation and attending to one another. Naaman almost let his pride, his honor, his status, his sense of entitlement get in the way of healing, and we cannot do that. Naaman did take the first step. He was desperate, and he didn't let pride get in the way of asking for help from a people and a prophet he thought were beneath him. An Aramean commander should not have asked a defeated and occupied people for help, but he did. So those defeated and occupied people were people. Defeated and occupied people are people. The people that Naaman went to were no less than him, no more than him. Elisha, the self-conscious super prophet man, may have tried to puff himself up by acting as if he didn't care, but he was a person, no less than Naaman, no more than Naaman. So today's Bible reading teaches us that us first or less than just can't be part of our thoughts or our actions. Us first or less than runs contrary to the reality that God loves everyone. No borders, no national exceptionalism, no Christian nationalism, no limits. No limits to compassion to help all who endure tragedy and violence. But an extreme limit in using any kind of tragedy for political grandstanding. Us first and less than thinking and pride stop us from the joy we can know, as Naaman did when he ignored the pride and us first and less than thinking when all Elisha said was, wash and be clean. Who knows what healing, growth, opportunity, change, and overall being the church, we will find, realize, and understand. So, in our congregations, maybe not just here, but in our congregations, in our communities, in our world, in our lives, in our homes, may we stop holding on to the status of power and privilege, and instead open our hearts and our minds to the voices of God's prophets, present, arriving, amazing, and surprising. Amen.